Try this, finding the soft front of compassion. This time, calling to mind a time when you were feeling vulnerable. Maybe you failed or felt inadequate or were otherwise suffering in some way. Not the most difficult situation you've ever been in, nothing traumatic here. Something easier, like maybe you had the flu or failed a test or missed a goal and your team lost the game. As you remember this situation, can you feel the pain of it? Could you let yourself feel the pain at the time? Were you able to let anyone know that you were having a hard time? If not, what got in the way? And then considering whether there was anyone there to comfort, to reassure, or soothe you in some way. If there was, what did you find helpful? Perhaps touch, a kind gaze, or some gentle words. And if no one was there for you to lean on, or even if someone was, can you now feel into your own soft front? Can you allow yourself to know your vulnerability? How might you take steps to comfort, reassure, or soothe yourself? If you're having trouble figuring out which steps might be helpful, you could consider what you would say to a loved one or what they would say to you. And then try saying those same things to yourself. If you like, you can try freely and spontaneously writing a letter of support to yourself. And when you're done, take some time to read through it. Can you feel yourself safely held and cared for in the vulnerability of your soft front? And take a moment to notice the two avenues to activating the care system through your soft front. Compassion from others, and compassion from yourself. Both are relational. Which do you prefer? Is there room for both? And don't forget to take a moment and thank yourself for showing up and exploring and practicing giving yourself compassion.